The opening bell, the Dow down 369 points. More details at srnnews.com.
You know, these days, so refreshing to get some good news about how to pay for health care, especially if you're 65 or older. You know just how brutal costs can be. Well, MediShare now has a new option for you. It's called MediShare 65 Plus. And MediShare is a community of Christians who share each other's healthcare bills. And it really is a community, too. People encourage and pray for each other. If you've got Medicare Parts A and B, MediShare 65 Plus fills in those gaps where Medicare stops. It's a great way to fight inflation, too, because it starts at only $99 a month for up to 10 years. And it's easy. You can use any Medicare-approved doctor or get 24/7 telehealth access, prescription savings, dental and vision savings. Just very worth looking into. MediShare 65 Plus is taking applications now. And if you call with the promo code SHARE before April 30th, your second month will be free. Call 833-SHARE-55. That's 833-SHARE-55. 833-SHARE-55.
The Johnny Adams Law Firm. They want you to stay safe on the road. Please don't text and drive. Get to your destination safely. Your family and friends will thank you. From the Johnny Adams Law Firm.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. If you got things that need to be done today, get it done during the morning hours especially. The risk of widespread rain and thunderstorms beginning in the afternoon, especially late afternoon into the evening and nighttime hours. Flood watch in effect. Excessive rainfall amounts possible. Severe weather threat with all modes of severe weather. Tornadoes can't be ruled out. Breezy today with a high around 79. Tonight, slow down to 63. Maybe some leftover scattered showers tomorrow. High in the lower 70s. Then nice weather returns Friday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
For the lowest prices around on flooring and DIY flooring installation supplies, Budget Floors and More is your new best friend. Luxury vinyl plank, carpet, ceramic tile, floor installation supplies, and more with prices lower than the big box stores. Budget Floors and More, Hunter Lane across from Del Rey to Publix.
From the Blue Water Broadcasting News Center, these are today's top stories. Governor Kay Ivey joined a crowd of parents and children gathered in Montgomery Tuesday to urge lawmakers to support legislation that protects families. This was a part of the Strolling Thunder rally where advocates focused on policies that guarantee Alabama babies have what they need to thrive. According to the latest CDC study, around 35 to 40% of Alabama's population is obese. State Representative Gwendolyn Gibbon believes this is a big problem in our state. Ever about solutions, Representative Gibbon has introduced a bill that makes weight discrimination in the workplace illegal. Our Montgomery Biscuits won their home opener at Riverwalk Stadium last night. The Butter and Blue shut out the Pensacola Blue Wahoos 9-0 to even their season record at 2-2. The six-game series with Pensacola continues tonight. First pitch, 6:35. This is the 20th season for Biscuits Baseball in Montgomery. From the Blue Water Broadcasting News Center, I'm Sky Mosley.
In Alabama, more than 200,000 of our family members and friends are living without health coverage. Often folks can't stay healthy enough to keep their jobs. We need to fix this. It's time for us to find a way to close the health care coverage gap so that folks can remain in their jobs. Where there's a priority out there, we as Alabamians have always found a way to achieve it. Contact Governor Kay Ivey and let her know. Now is the time to close the coverage gap and cover Alabama.
Paid for by the American Cancer Society Cancer Action Network.
Hello, everyone. Robbie Pelt with Capital City Roofing. If you think about it, your home is your biggest investment in life. Your roof covers your home, so why jeopardize your biggest investment on a roofer you don't know anything about when you can deal with a reputable roofing company like Capital City Roofing? We have an A-plus better business rating and the best manufacturers and workmanship warranties available. We do all residential and commercial roofing applications that are certified through the manufacturer to ensure you get the best material and workmanship money can buy. We also have your project in our best interest before and after construction has been done. Don't hesitate to call us if you have any roofing issues or questions. We will match any of our competitors' price and give you the same great workmanship warranty. We also give free estimates. Give us a call today and let us show you the difference. 277-3311. That's 277-3311. Or you can check us out on the web at www.capitalcityroofing.com. Capital City Roofing. We capitalize the roofing industry.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
This story is called The Ugly Truth About Timeshare. If you think you've done your family a favor by buying a timeshare, you need my help. Hello, I'm Chuck McDowell, founder of Wesley Financial Group. 10 years ago, I started helping folks cancel their timeshare. In the process, started what's now called the timeshare cancellation industry. The ugly truth is, when you buy a timeshare, you can't tell me how much it's going to cost or when it's going to end. I recently helped a couple that had their maintenance fees go from $800 to $3,200 a year. They also received a $4,000 assessment for a hurricane that was over 1,000 miles away. Sound crazy? The crazy thing is, this never ends. Call my office now. If we take you as a client, I guarantee we'll cancel your timeshare or you'll pay nothing.
Call for your free information kit. Call 800-462-3333. That's 800-462-3333. 800-462-3333.
On the other side of the coin, what's really hot today, which has been hot during that time frame we're talking about before COVID, is sales and marketing roles.
Chris Lawrence is with Hirewell. They recruit talent to companies, and he and I talk about the trends in talent recruiting today and what employers are looking for the most. Listen to What's Working Saturday noon or find us online at whatsworkingcam.com.
Views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
It's time for Alabama Unfiltered Radio, powered by 1819 News. To join the conversation, call 334-272-9228. Now, here's your host, Scott Beeson.
Oh, my gosh.
Welcome into the program, everybody. This is Alabama Unfiltered Radio. I'm Scott Beeson. It's a beautiful day here in the heart of God's country, broadcasting to over half the state of Alabama. It is a Wednesday, the 10th day of April in the year of our Lord, 2024. I hope you've had a good morning, and I hope the last 21 hours since we last visited have gone well as well. Not only am I here, Amy Beth Shaver's here, Allison Sinclair is here, the Ladies of Liberty, Sky's here, Big Dave Jeeves, Petrov, the whole Russian gang, making sure that we say the things that Vladimir Putin wants us to say.
You look kind of Russian in your jacket
I've
today.
Got my
you
do Russian look
fancy with this the collar on.
Yeah, it's my German-designed, made-in-China windbreaker that my wife got me. And
tell her where.
Dirt cheap.
Look at you.
$5.
I like that.
$5. The only thing that it needs is a little pocket so you can stuff it in there. Oh, you can't see my
look,
cool jacket.
He's got racing stripes too.
And I think they're reflective. So when I'm jogging at night, like I often do,
that's impressive, man.
Jogging from the kitchen to the couch.
Folks, you can't see this. It's on radio, but he's got his collar turned up too.
Oh yeah, it's my Fonzie collar. Because you know why the collar is turned up? Because the hoodie stuffs into the collar. So it makes it puffy.
Fancy and efficient.
Puffy. Very, very good. Puff.
Scott,
not Puff Daddy.
Do you think your wife can see if she can get one for my boys?
It's a double X, but your boys have a little longer arms than I do.
Yeah, they do have longer arms.
But, you know, this is just about right. So it's all good.
Yeah.
I'm excited about it.
Scott, you know what we're excited about?
It's very light. Thank you. What are y'all very excited about?
That it looks nice.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it. It doesn't bother y'all, it's $5. Oh, I saw a thing for y'all on the interwebs. Oh,
did you buy it for us?
Well, no. It was advice for y'all.
Oh. Wow. another segment of Days of Our Lives man style.
This is really good stuff. This is not talking down to women. This is uplifting women.
Okay,
watched a video of a lady, and she was saying that some of these very swanky brands of clothes, she said there's only two kinds of clothes. She used to be a fashion marketer, buyer, or whatever. And she said there's poorly made clothes and there's well-made clothes. There's almost no, they're just average clothes, which is funny because my wife says the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
And she says that a number of the swanky brands that everybody wants to pay a fortune for are made in China.
I believe
they're not made in Italy.
Mm.
The company may be, but they're not made there. And she said that also in China, in these same factories, and some of them are still well-made, they're well-made, they will continue to make the exact same dress, even with the same cloth, after they've made the run for Swanky brand.
And where do those go?
TJ Maxx?
That's where the rest of the story's going.
Oh, good.
And she said that there's also, sometimes they'll bring in a slightly different pattern, the different kind of cloth, or different cloth, and they'll make the exact same dress again, but it will look very, very similar. She says, so it's the same quality and everything, unless you're worried about the sticker,
right,
or the tag. And she said, how to find them is to find the dress at the swanky place that you really, really want, take the photo of it, the picture, off the screenshot,
okay,
and that Google and Amazon both will allow you to search by the picture. You know, like we think we're looking for, you know, a coffee mug or whatever. You can tell it to search for this dress, and it will give you, the AI will go through and give you the dress. It may be that exact same dress, and it may be the one made to look almost just like it, and it will say, here it is. And she showed on the video, here's the $250 little spring dress, mm-hmm, and here it is for $20.
Hey, you know what I just did?
Tell us about spring dresses, Scott.
Yes.
I just found a Free People dress. I've looked at it for 2 years because they keep making it. Apparently, mm-hmm, it's mm-hmm, popular.
Mm-hmm.
For $30.
Really?
There. Walmart.com. That's not that same brand. So I wonder if this is the same deal.
Kind of
it should be arriving by Friday.
Okay. Oh, you bought it.
I bought it because I've been waiting for this dress. I'm like, I'm not spending $188 mm-hmm on this dress. And so it came up on my Walmart.com. I'm like, who am I to say no?
What's, you know? What's the,
like, I'm not going to say no to
what's
this.
What's the brand
so
that sends you the stuff in the little plastic bags with all holes in it?
Shein.
I knew you would know. Shein, she mentioned them, that you may find the $250 dress. One of the Shein ones may absolutely be made in the same plant by the same person.
Stop it. My sister-in-law brought me into the glories of Shein.
So
Allison knew about it way before everybody else did.
But do you have
did
guilt when you buy from
for the
places
slave
like
laborers?
That? Yeah.
Well, I'm pretty sure that China makes so much stuff now because we sent it all over there, that if we didn't buy from the slave laborers, we would all be wearing washcloths with a Velcro strapped around to keep them from falling down, because, you know, we don't have any choices.
No, we don't have any choice. We don't know.
Maybe
how to
wearing
sew
a sock.
We don't know how to sew, and so
because that would be made in the Philippines,
oh, wait,
or somewhere.
I can sew. Allison, yeah, I used to make all of Jennings' clothes.
Wait, I forgot. Oh, I needed a Molly Shaver help, and yeah. Oh, I'm gonna remember that next time. I kind of feel a little guilt. I do, like a little bit. But then I was like, well, it popped up. Mm-hmm. It knows I've been waiting on this dress for 2 years.
Mm-hmm. That's
now,
true.
Now, here's the situation. It may not be made out of the same material, and that's the way that I can tell sometimes if you buy things cheaper,
right,
the material fills.
Is the print the same?
Yeah.
The print's the same. This dress is exactly the same. I will show
maybe
you.
Yeah, I want to
images.
Picture.
So I'll wonder if this, I'm going to do a little testy test on
yeah
it. Thanks, Scott Beeson. You've
You're
changed
welcome
my life.
I'm here to help women.
Thank you. Is this a point where we go out to break? We're going to play this song for Allison, the Dolly Parton, the Pitbull mashup.
What did I miss?
I think so.
Oh, you missed something great that goes right along with this segment, because he's here to uplift all women.
All women.
Women who were born
Wait,
women.
Dolly Parton and who?
Pitbull have a mashup. It is fantastic.
The video could be bad.
Yeah. But no, it's good. I got to the actual song on Apple Music. I didn't cheat
so
on that.
So it's not Timber or whatever.
Yeah, it's not. It's not bad. But you're going to love it. I even sent
that
to Dave Richardson,
catchy,
and he said,
it is a really good
it
song. I used to play that on the way to Maxwell ball games, and we would have to pause, or I would have to turn down the thing at the very start.
What does she say at the start?
In the Timber song?
Yeah.
It's something about...
Did you not get
Fire Away, that one?
Did you not get the clean version, Scott?
No, it was just on my phone.
Oh.
He doesn't know about the clean version.
It was something like the Kids Bop version?
Yes.
It didn't sound the same.
No.
It was like somebody...
Okay.
I'll tell you off the air.
Yeah.
Tell you off the air.
Well, I thought about this all night. Can Abs and I just have a moment?
I just did a totally woman segment.
No. Just a moment where you just listen and we tell you about last night.
Yep. Okay, go.
Okay.
Go.
How much time till the break, Sky?
7 minutes.
That long?
Well, 6 minutes, 10 seconds.
But. Okay,
while they're talking, I will try to get the other computer to come on because it has an unknown error. All right, go ahead.
I need a moment with Abs to tell her.
I'm going
to
turn my mic off.
Oh, now I'm nervous.
Likewise.
Allison. Actually, keep it off. Okay.
Go.
Abs is my total ride or die. And we learned last night how to do a high five, and it worked.
We did it. Yes!
Sorry. Last night, like, we worked so well together, Scott. You are so blessed to work with us because you see magic every day. His mic's off, but he's laughing. Because last night we had an event. We were hosting kind of Pastor John Amanchukwu, who spoke at a pastor's roundtable yesterday at 3, and then was headed to the Hoover Board of Education meeting to speak at 5:30. And so we did the event at Abs' church, and so we were kind of helping with that. And we worked so well together. Like, I was in awe, because when I get in a situation like that, I don't like awkward pauses. I don't like dead space. And so Al goes very Al, and I just like, and kind of say stupid stuff.
You do not.
Well, no, I kind of do, because I don't like it to be uncomfortable. And then Allison goes into very Allison mode and just does stupid things. And, you know, and Ab sits there and she's so good. She lets me be me. But you, like, then you jump in with something really super smart and really super deep. And I'm like, we are the yin and the yang. I don't even know what that is. But we did so well together last night, and it was so much fun. It really was fun hanging out.
It was so much fun. I told Chris, because you are very fun, and Pete, you're like a magnet. And it's so fun because I don't normally stay out. Like, I'll go to an event. In our line of work, we're hosting or doing or part of or speaking or whatever. And so sometimes it's people-y out there.
It is.
And I, the older I've gotten, the more I'm like, wow, it's people-y. That's a lot of people. And I've said a lot of words today. But I told Chris last night, I was like, these are our people. And Allison and I, like, thick as thieves, glue. We are for the same things. There is, and here's the rare thing. This is what I'm not going to cry.
She loves me.
I do love you. The way that we get along with a lot of girl stuff, girls can be competitive.
Mm.
And there's no...
Wait, I actually am listening. Competitive?
Girls are super competitive with each other.
What do you want to say? Mean?
Vicious?
Yeah, same thing.
Cutthroat?
Same thing.
But okay. It is so fun to have a bestie that you go... We are after the exact same thing. God's given us different personalities that work perfectly together. And I wanted to do like toe touches. Like, I know I was just talking, but I was like, I want to like jump up and go, oh my gosh, this is so fun.
No, it was good.
It was really, really good. And it is like, you made me stay out, and it makes me do things I wouldn't normally do or that I want to do. And it's way more fun to do it in a group. And I was like, Chris Shaver? Like, I know with my schedule, a lot of times I literally can't be at things.
Right.
But I'm like, the things that I can be at, I have to go. This is a blast. Chris had a blast being there. Like, I can't wait till all four of us can do nighttime stuff. But I felt the same way.
Yeah, like, it was a lot of fun.
Will is all jazzed up. He's like, can I please be a part of the fall thing? And I'm like, yes. I said, and maybe I told him about something else in April. He was like, can I go? And he's like, can I get a ticket? And I'm like, sweetie, there are no more tickets necessary.
We got you.
Just come
Will.
With us. We got you. He loves you and loves your family. It was just one of those things where I was like, oh, thank God.
Yeah.
I feel like God did it. God put us together, and I'm extremely grateful for that. And then on the other side, when we go to break, I don't want to go too seriously deep, but there's something that Chris said that I wanted to offer for the men about the topic.
That came out of yesterday?
That came out of yesterday, but it's the topic, but I want to marry it to hope because I felt very convicted that as we're talking about this very sad, wretched subject that I couldn't even play for the boys because the boys wanted to see, like, what are you up to now? Like, what kind of fun are you stirring? Like, oh, we are in it. But there's also hope within here, and I would be remiss not to just quickly throw that out there, and I probably have time. I only have 1 minute.
You have 1 minute.
That it's that this is from Chris. We talked about it, but when John was reading this and you're reading porn and you're seeing all the pornographic material, there is heavy conviction because I gave the statistic of men and women and porn, and we're talking about over half of all people. Certain segments of society are way more, some are way less, but we're hovering around 50%. And Chris said, you know, the reason more men don't speak out about it is because they use it. And because they use it, they don't want to talk about it. And I want to tell you that there's an organization called awakenrecovery.org. I served on the board. There is hope. But we've got to have you guys speak out and stand up. We are desperate for men's help. But there's help if you need help with that, too.
It's good.
We got to take a break. Alabama Unfiltered Radio. We'll be back.
Make 2024 the year you break away from the chain stores and join us here at Adams Drugs. We value your business and want to provide you the best customer service at the lowest possible price. We've been serving up excellent customer service here in the River Region for over 62 years.
I made the swap to Adams Drugs and I couldn't be happier. Having a job and then getting three kids to all of their activities keeps me busy. I don't have an hour to waste waiting on a prescription. At Adams, they know me and my family. I get in and out in minutes, and when I can't get by Adams, they'll bring the prescription right to my door.
What are you waiting for? Come in to Adams Drugs and let us earn your business. Our friendly and personal staff will talk with you and answer any questions you may have about your prescriptions. Your satisfaction is our number one goal. Visit us at AdamsDrugs.net for the location nearest to you. Adams Drugs is your local independent Health Mart pharmacy. Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
Thompson Tractor is the go-to source for a complete range of the best equipment for your next construction project. Thompson Tractor also has the trusted parts and expert service you've come to expect for more than 65 years, all of which keeps your business up and running so you can focus on the work you do. And now is a great time to get the compact equipment you need, because right now, there's financing starting at 0% for 36 months on any Cat compact equipment, including skid steers and mini excavators. These machines don't sit around for long, but no worries. If it's not here, we can pull from one of our other 16 locations in Alabama and Northwest Florida. And hey, if you're not ready to buy, Thompson Rents is here, so you can rent what you need. So visit ThompsonTractor.com for all the details and for the location nearest you. Thompson Tractor and Thompson Rents. We're here for you.
David Little, Tucker Pecan. Things are changing in Tucker. They're moving to a new location. Here's, I don't think David's here. I think Foster's here.
Yes, it's Foster Grump. I am here. David, he's out moving stuff for the new location, which is located at 135 Mulberry Street, which is absolutely wonderful. So we are going to be moving over there. And, you know, David has been working really hard trying to get everything moved. And they will be moved over and have all their candies and all their things they sell over at Tucker Pecan. They're going to have them over there on Mulberry Street. They might even surprise you. They're talking about having maybe some casseroles and some chicken salad, pimento and cheese, all kinds of things. They're working on all kinds of wonderful new things. You know, they'd make Jenny jump up and scream and holler. So that's what we're doing at Tucker Pecan. And you know what? They're going to be moving for long. So, you know, you call the same number, 262-4470, and you can get them at Tucker Pecan, or you can email them at sales@tuckercon.com.
How are you going to use your tax refund? New flooring? New countertops? Carroll's Carpet Flooring America is locally owned and operated by local experts, so you can achieve the most beautiful and updated looks while supporting your community. You'll enjoy personalized service that you'll not find anywhere else. They can make your dreams come true with top-of-the-line hardwood, carpet, laminate, tile, and luxury vinyl. They have everything you need in flooring. Go to carolscarpetmontgomery.com or visit their showroom on the Northeastern Boulevard.
Now you can add the power of digital advertising to the number one reach of radio. Let Blue Water's 20 years of local advertising and marketing success show you how. Grow your business with a complete suite of digital solutions combined with the reach of the most listened to radio group in the River Region. Call us or go to BlueWaterBroadcasting.com to find out how we can increase your return on investment. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
Are you tired of the mainstream media's biased reporting? Do you want to stay informed on the news that really matters to you? Look no further than 1819 News. At 1819 News, we bring you the latest in Alabama news, politics, sports, culture, and more. We've assembled a team of journalists with Alabama values dedicated to the truth and the truth alone. Visit us at 1819news.com today. That's 1819news.com. Subscribe to our newsletter. Honest News, Alabama Values.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1. WACV. News Talk 93.1.
Welcome back into the program, everybody. This is Alabama Unfiltered Radio. I'm Scott Beeson, and I'm very, very lucky, and I do not know how blessed I am to work with these ladies.
Did you have to write that down and read it?
Yes,
he did. It's right, right there. Here.
Otherwise,
it's
it
right
wouldn't
there.
Come out
I
right.
do not know how lucky I am.
I told Scott, I
Lieutenant
said,
Dan.
I said, Scott, you have no idea how lucky you are. Because, I mean, honestly, do you know the women you could work with? And he said, actually, no, I don't. Because if it wasn't you two, I wouldn't be working with any other women.
He likes us. Exactly, he really, right. really likes us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So.
Y'all are very much tolerable.
And you like us way more than you thought you would.
That is
you know
very
what I love
true.
About us is we're honest with each other, which is completely hilarious. It is.
Sometimes it's like, oh my gosh.
I mean, it can be painful, but that's what's refreshing about being over 40 is you don't care. And
that
it's
is
in
true.
Your best interest to tell the truth, especially to each other, especially to your work family. We know how to couch it so the other person hears, but I think that's been a lesson to me is I've learned a lot from y'all. And that actually brings me to something that came up last night after dinner. And I want to go back and say one more time that organization, because I know people heard me when I was talking about porn, is called awakenrecovery.com. Awakenrecovery.com. And it is for people who are struggling with sexual brokenness. I sat on the board when they started. I was on the board for 3 years. I've known these people for at least, goodness, Will's 20 years. Almost 20 years. And they are fine human beings, and they're using their story to help other people. But that is the number one reason why my husband believes that more is not done, is because we're confronting what people are doing. And it feels shameful to say, I don't want my son or my daughter to do this when I am secretly on my computer or sitting in my car at lunch and I'm looking at these same images. Mm-hmm. So I am telling you that if you struggle and you know you do, mm-hmm. reach out to these people. There is no humiliation. There is no shame. They will meet with you one-on-one. There are recovery groups that they have. They go to different churches. Actually, they're mm-hmm. spreading across the Southeast. It's unbelievable. Mm-hmm. They have workshop weekends. There is so much hope available. But while we're stuck in the darkness and mm-hmm. while you think there's no hope for me, I'm telling you, there is hope if you'll go, yeah, I really don't want to do this anymore.
Right.
So there's that. Number one, there's that. And that is coming from my husband's heart. We knew these people and we watched something happen. And that's how we got involved, is we did not like the way this situation was handled, because there's always forgiveness and reconciliation in Christ when there's a fall in repentance. So there's that. But number two, there's something else that came up that really bothers me, and I want y'all's opinion because we talked about it a little bit. I talked about it with Chris this morning, last night, and then this morning, and it's this concept of, I don't like the way you've said that, and so I'm going to ignore what you've brought up.
Or I don't like your tone,
and your tone is not just right, and so you're just annoying. I'm just annoyed with you, or I don't like the way you wrote that. And so we're all in this space of having to deal with people that to me, and I could be wrong, sound like a narcissistic reply to a real issue. So they're gaslighting you going, I don't like this. Meanwhile, they're not handling the issue.
They don't want to deal with the question. They want to deal with the way you said it. It's kind of like Donald Trump's mean tweets to a small extent.
Yes.
Well, he shouldn't have said that. Well, is it true? Did she attack him first? Did they attack him first? Is there a battle here? What's the issue? Oh, I just he just shouldn't. It's not very. I'm like, wait a minute now. Let's talk about what is being discussed. And I think you're right. They don't want to talk about what is being discussed. And I'm sure at that meeting, and I want to hear everything about that meeting that people do not like. It's very similar to what Allison said a couple of days ago. Well, I don't think you should throw the school board members under the bus. Mm. Well, okay, why not? When is it appropriate to throw them under the bus? When is it appropriate to throw the people who are responsible under the bus now that they know?
Yeah.
Give them a couple weeks, give them a month, whatever. Then will it be time to throw them on the bus? It's kind of like when an elected official is just not very good. Mm. He's not doing a good job. He's not very conservative, and then people run out them. Well, he's a fine Christian man. Mm. Are you 100% sure of that? Mm. Or is that his only defense? He's really, really nice, and he goes to church, because a really fine Christian man he tries his best not to let bad things happen. Mm. He's looking out for other people and for children and trying to do what God says is right. And then if the people don't want an elected official who wants to do what God says is right, then get a new elected official. But if he's not doing that, don't give me the he's a good Christian man thing.
Yeah.
And because we elected him to do the job.
And I think there's a time when you talk, and that's never wrong. But who are we talking to, and are they expecting this Aristotle's golden mean, this middle ground? You know, Rush used to talk about all the Democrats who wanted to go talk and have a dialogue and have a discussion. And that's okay. But the problem is, so often you leave meetings and nothing's gotten done, and they've made promises they do not intend to keep, and they'll make sweeping things like, oh, we've removed these books.
Right.
Meanwhile, there's 42 left behind.
Right. Don't forget, the dialogue usually happens when they're already in the leadership position. They have put their bad policy in. People's lives are being destroyed. And then they're like, we should talk. Shouldn't we talk?
I mean, do people do that to you?
Yes, and we end up talking for years and years and years while what they wanted to do stays in the position. They don't want to dialogue when the conservative viewpoint's in place. They don't want to dialogue when God's view is in place. They want that removed now. We should just note that it's when they're getting what they want that they're like, oh, we should talk. Let us speak. The other two quick things before we find out about the meeting. One of our challenges is, we should keep in mind that there are a lot of people who don't see anything wrong with pornography.
Amen.
So it's not that they're looking for a way out, or they don't have hope, or they're ashamed. They're not ashamed. What they're trying to figure out is, hey, this is fine. It's okay. When is it okay for my own kid? They'll literally pass their problem down to their child. So we're arguing with people who may not even think it's wrong to start with. Mm. And we forget that when we go to these meetings.
Man, that hurts.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
It's not our old, it's not old Alabama. We got to take a break. We'll be back.
Fresh inventory. Spring savings have sprung. Young at Toyota of Montgomery. And we have a fresh new inventory of the new Toyotas you've been looking for. Take that spring trip in style, comfort, safety, and peace of mind in our huge selection of trucks, SUVs, and sedans. Drive the new 2024 Camry LE and lease for $299 a month. Or get low 3.99% APR financing. Spring out of your old car and into a new Toyota. And get up to $2,000 over book value for your trade. Or check out our fresh new inventory of certified pre-owned Toyotas that look, drive, and even smell brand new. Just don't wait. Spring offers end soon at Toyota of Montgomery. Online at toyotamontgomery.com. Part of the Sutherland Automotive Group.
3.99% APR financing for 36 months. It's $29.53 for 1,000 financed. MSRP, $30,958. 12,000 miles per year for 36 months. Lease with $36.38 due at signing. $0 security deposit with approved credit. Excessive wear, carry, and mileage may affect trade value. Plus tax, tag, title, and $995. Expires 4/30/24.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. With PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
Independent Glass has been your one-stop shop for all things glass since 1978. They offer a full range of architectural products, and they're armed with the knowledge and expertise to get even the most demanding job done, big or small. Attention to detail, 24-hour replacement services, and their uncompromising commitment to excellence is why Montgomery's first choice for all things glass is Independent Glass. Call them today at 263-2823 and learn more about what they can do for you at independentglassco.com.
The Harriet 2 offers the finest entertainment in Montgomery with cruises on the Alabama River each weekend. Start your weekend with the Friday night family dinner cruise. Enjoy a delicious meal with dessert and cocktails as you dance to the live entertainment. Saturday, take in the scenic sunset cruise with stunning views and more entertainment. End your weekend with the blues cruise Sunday evening. Relax and listen to the sounds of local jazz artists as you sip on craft cocktails. Book your cruise on the Harriet 2 today at funinmontgomery.com.
Epicure and Jack's Tavern, a family-owned and operated treasure, invites you to break the chains and eat local. With decades of tradition, they bring you meals prepared with locally sourced ingredients. Because here, you're not just a customer, you're part of the family.
Experience the best house-aged and hand-cut steaks in the area at Epicure and Jack's Tavern. Each steak is a masterpiece, aged and cut in-house to ensure the highest quality. Join them for a steak that will elevate your dining experience.
This spring, mow with the flow with a Kubota zero-turn mower. John Bobo with Capital Tractor. Kubota Z232 puts power where you need it, when you need it. Save now with our spring specials. Powering Alabama, Capital Tractor, Montgomery, Brundage, and Greenville.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by Clark Heating, Air, and Plumbing. It's time to get your cooling system ready for the long, hot summer. Call today about the advantages of the Clark Club membership to be sure you're covered. Call 277-2125. Better call Clark. Alabama certification number 09098.
Rich Thomas Weather.
It's a day to stay weather aware, and our weather app will keep you on top of the action today. Flood watch is in effect. Becoming windy today. High temperatures 78. Widespread rain and thunderstorms beginning in the afternoon and continuing into the evening and nighttime hours tonight. Locally excessive rainfall amounts. Severe weather threat this afternoon and tonight with all modes of severe weather. Tornadoes can't be ruled out. Low tonight 63. Tomorrow some widely scattered leftover showers are possible. High near 70. A windy day. Nice weather returning Friday, Saturday, and Sunday with abundant sunshine. Will be near 80 by Saturday, low 80s Sunday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
CBNS Bank has digital banking solutions to help you keep up. Check balances, pay bills, and much more. Learn more at cbsbank.com. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for information. Member FDIC.
Live local talk. The River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Welcome back into the program, everybody. Woo, what a day here on Alabama Unfiltered Radio. We've been reviewing news articles and items and stories and social stuff during the break. Advice to women again. More advice from sagely old man. When you go get your eyelashes done, do not tell them you want to go bold.
That is so funny.
Sorry.
I think I'm going to need to share that one with my family.
Oh, my goodness.
Seeing as how there are so many girls.
It is a video where a young lady is telling her boyfriend that she went to get her eyelashes done, which I didn't know people went to do that, but apparently you go get fake ones put on, Sky.
Is that how it works?
Yeah, and these turn out to be, would you say an inch long?
Oh, I would say an inch. They were long.
They're about an inch long, and they are bright flamingo pink. And they take, you can't take them off for like 2 weeks or something. And the boyfriend is having a meltdown.
It's fabulous.
It is hilarious. But you think it's real? You think that's real? You think that's, because they're good actors if it's... It's not real. I mean, they had the camera ready.
I think she was kidding. I don't think she actually got the eyelashes put on permanently or for 2 weeks.
Right.
But I think his reaction was real.
Yeah, that was real.
She was like, I want to go out. And he's like, I can't go out with you.
It's fantastic.
You can fly. You can literally fly off.
What do men think, like, the other video you showed
us? The girl who was so pretty but not.
Right. It was what my husband thought he was getting when we get married. And it's this, I mean, hot blonde and this right. cute little...
from Sweden.
Yes. Right. Like that, there you go. And she's got
she's
this
got
little
the maid
feather
outfit
duster.
And she's dusting.
And she's working, and she's just like flitting around the apartment, cleaning in her cute little outfit. And then it flashes to what he actually got. And it's her with like all these things in her hair, and she's got this face mask on, and she's biting her toenail.
She just bit her toenail off.
She's like,
and she's spitting it out.
And she's like in her sweatpants, and she looks homeless.
She does look homeless.
And I
don't know.
Like,
there's been some homeless people on the way to the show that it looked better than she did.
But of course, I was like, Scott, send that to me. I got to send that to Jared. Because that's me.
I mean, y'all, that's.
Okay, anyway, we were on a serious topic.
Okay.
No more laughing, so, Scott.
Yes, ma'am.
No, we have to laugh because it's so serious. Because what Scott just said is what Allison, who is in the thick of things, like I will throw bombs in my columns and then go away and I don't read the comments because I don't really care.
Yeah. Right.
I'm putting it out there. But when you're interacting with people constantly, because Allison's the plug, you can see that people are very much tied to this old school archaic idea. And this is, doesn't matter who it is, where it is. It's that we should talk and y'all girls, y'all people, you guys on Alabama Unfiltered, you shouldn't do this kind of thing. You just shouldn't do it. And we need to just sit and quietly deal with these issues. But the problem is...
Yeah, so they want us to say, they want someone, Allison or whoever, to, when they find out that this is going on at a school or wherever, to go to some quiet meeting, is what they act like, and say, hey, look, did you know this was here? But those things don't work. And no one's attacking, I don't believe, you're attacking a school board. If I was on that school board, if I was still an elected official, if I was still in the legislature and somebody came to me and said, hey, this is going on, and I didn't know it, my response is, I didn't know that. I'm going to try to do something about it. Let's see what I can do. And I would try to do it. Now, when I've seen people get uncomfortable is when they knew it.
Ooh.
And someone makes a big deal about it. There's a lot of, oh, God, believe we've been able to hold that down. So, I really don't know. But the school board members at, I think you were at Hoover, should easily be able to say, hey, we had no idea. If the bureaucrats did it, we had no idea, and we will deal with it, and we will get rid of it. That makes perfect sense, and everybody's good, and no one's questioned anybody's values or Christianity or whatever. But, there's a moment or two of, their only shame is that they didn't know about it. But that's okay. Because a lot of these things are done in the dark, and bureaucrats are doing them, or specific teachers doing it. And now what bothers me is if their excuse is going to be, well, there's nothing we can do about it. Now that is a, that no, absolutely not.
So
the superintendent can absolutely do something about it.
There are two things. Before Pastor John spoke, and there were four people that spoke last night, before the public comments, the superintendent made a statement and said that the books that were put out, you know, and brought to their attention had been removed from the Sora app, and they were no longer accessible. There are conflicting reports because some people said they were still out there. But, you know, he acknowledged it and said, you know, usually we go through a review process where a parent will bring forth, you know, we need to review this book. He said, but in this instance, as a superintendent, I made the decision.
Yeah, it doesn't take long to review.
Immediately. Yes, remove those books. So, to their credit, they did that.
And they deserve applause for that.
And they do. And my response to the board is, to any board across the state, to me, the boards are fairly, and I said this yesterday, they're impotent. They're just...
Well, the state law makes them very impotent.
Yes.
We did that, and I think I voted for it years and years and years ago.
And you should have guilt.
It was one of those comprehensive, remember how
I was
bristling at comprehensive?
Yes.
It was a comprehensive school reform thing, and the school board association was for it, and the superintendents are for it, and everybody's for it. It's all about it, and we got to get all the old code, and we're going to strengthen it all up, and then deep down in there, it denatted
the
school boards,
and that is very apparent today. So when these decisions are made, it's not being made at the school board level. It is being made by the bureaucrats behind them.
They can't hardly even put anything on an agenda.
Yes.
They can only work on the agenda the superintendent puts forward, and we need to fix that, actually. But there was no mood to fix it a few years ago. But then I asked the long-term strategic question, did they make those changes 10 years ago?
To get us where we are today.
So that it would be more difficult for just the plain old raggedy Rams to have a say in anything. It pushes the people further and further away and insulates a superintendent or bureaucrats.
Well, and that's what's happening because, you know, like it or not, as the board, you are the public face of that school district, and so you have to take the punches because nobody knows the central office IT person's name.
Right.
My response that I would get back is, yeah, a lot of these employees are tenured. We can't just get rid of them.
Mm. Well, I don't want to get rid of them. I want them to take that stuff down.
I
want their boss to tell them to take that stuff down. And a school board has to be willing. Now, this is the part that makes them very uncomfortable. And I don't know any member of that Hoover School Board, but I'm talking to all the school boards out there. If you have a superintendent who won't make that bureaucrat do what they're told, then you need to be willing to say, well, then we can fire the superintendent. Because the school boards can still fire them. I would argue that, at least in Alabama, before a jury, subjecting children to pornography is probably cause.
And wouldn't you say this idea because...
You know what I'm saying? I don't mean to take it to that nth degree. I hope it doesn't get there. I don't know any of these people. I'm not mad at them.
Right.
I'm just like...
No,
hey,
I agree.
Don't say, I can't. Say, I can because. I can if. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
That's all. Nobody's mad. We'll be mad
just
in a couple of weeks.
Yeah.
Right. So... It's all good. It's all good. We're all good. Everybody smile. Be happy. Move on. We'll be back.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group. Have you ever considered turning your home into a rental and build wealth at the same time? People throughout the River Region are doing that right now. By investing wisely in the right property or turning your current home into a rental is the secret. Hiring a property manager to professionally manage your property is the way to prosperity. Our company does all of the advertising, personally showing prospective tenants, does a thorough background check and credit report, before moving forward. Over 15 critical services are provided to our clients in protecting the asset but also providing the best residence in your home possible. Collecting rent on time and frequent inspections help landlords feel better about renting their house and to provide clean, well-kept homes that anybody would be proud to call home. For a complete list of property management services, call Bo Goodson at the Goodson Group at 221-2883 or 551-0225.
Hey guys, this is Todd Clark with River Region Contracting, your premier roofing contractor in Central Alabama. So remember the name, River Region Contracting, for all your roofing needs. We're not affiliated with any other roofing company in the River Region. We've been in the roofing business since 2005. We don't have to buy our leads, and we don't have to knock on doors when the storms come around. We have thousands of satisfied customers throughout Central Alabama. So call us at 334-356-8635. That's 334-356-8635.
Hey, if you are push mowing your yard, using an inefficient lawn tractor, or your current zero turn spends more time in the shop than mowing your grass, it's time for you to look at a Hustler zero turn lawnmower. Residential mowers from Hustler are built like tanks and drive like sports cars. All Hustler mowers have fabricated welded steel decks. Don't settle on that cheap unit. With flimsy stamped decks from the big box stores, go to Dietzel Ace Hardware and they'll guide you to the right mower for your property and your budget. Find them at Dietzel Ace Hardware, US 31, just north of the Pine Level exit.
The Tierce family has been your local Roto-Rooter service since 1964. Drain cleaning, plumbing repair, and those troublesome septic tanks, no problem. Technology has changed a bit in the last 54 years. Video inspections of lines to locate problems is available, as well as scheduling your appointment online. River Region residents have trusted Roto-Rooter for over half a century. You can too. Call today at 272-7130 or visit online at rotorooteralabama.com.
Call Roto-Rooter, that's the name.
And we go troubles down the drain.
Roto-Rooter.
Don't you love the feeling of coming home to a clean house? Let Southern Bells Cleaning Service get your home in order. Families in the River Region trust Southern Bells because they know Callan and Jesse will show up on time and believe in cleaning the old-fashioned way. They bring all their own supplies and specialize in full-service, residential, commercial, vacant properties, and construction cleanup. Estimates are always free. Call Southern Bells today at 546-0715 or follow them on Facebook at Southern Bells Cleaning River Region.
Did you know that feeling sluggish or weighed down could be a sign that your digestive system isn't working at its best? Taking Metamucil every day can help. Metamucil fiber powders help promote your daily digestive health using a plant-based fiber called psyllium. The gelling action of this special fiber traps and removes waste so you can feel lighter and more energetic. Metamucil, promoting digestive health for a better you. Learn more at Metamucil.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
The Health and Wealth Show. The Health and Wealth Show. The show so nice, we said it twice. Weekday evenings at 6 on News Talk 93.1 WACV. The Health.
Make it up, son. Joke's over, hey?
On FM, on your smartphone, and online. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Welcome to the program, everybody. Hey, y'all remember when Jesus called people a brood of vipers? He should have gone to them quietly before so that they would not have been embarrassed and they could have dealt with their issues.
Ooh, Scott. Ooh, Pastor.
That's why I have so many friends.
All two of us?
Yes. The other thing, the last thing about the school issue, what your husband Chris said about men, what they're involved in, what they're doing, being ashamed of those things and therefore don't want to speak up. I think we as men need to say, you know what? When someone says, hey, well, you did it too, or you do it too, you're still doing it too. I know you did. Say, you're absolutely, with some profanities in it, okay? Like with, you're about to get your butt whooped for even saying that to me. But that doesn't mean I want my son
to have the same problems I do.
Right.
Doesn't mean I want my daughter to have the same problems. So, you know, I may have my issues, but I'm going to kick your tail before you try to put those issues on my children. I'm not saying, hey, come do this. This is awesome. It's just like people who, you know, if a pastor says something about, say he's had an affair, committed adultery. Now he's a pastor, or maybe he was a pastor at the time, and he comes along a few years later and says, hey, look, you're not supposed to be having committing adultery. And they go, well, you did. I just want to punch the person out and say, yeah, right. And he knows how bad it is. He doesn't want you to do it. Doesn't want me to do it. So we as men need to be able to say and need to just man up a little bit and say, yeah, I may have that challenge, but that doesn't mean I want the school or anybody else putting those burdens on my child. Isn't that okay? And then we as men ought to be able to say, hey, look, I agree with you completely.
That's right.
Let's keep our kids from our failings.
Well, yeah, the shame that we feel over our sin is what the enemy uses to keep us back. And we flip the script when we say, yep, I did it. And I'm not proud of it. Just like you're saying. But we can't let that shame keep us prisoner, because that's the lie. That's
We're letting Satan put more of our families and our friends' families and kids and everybody in the same prison that we might be in.
That's right.
So there's no valor in that.
Yeah.
But I'm telling you, men are challenged in this day and age because civility, civil society, structure, a real good place to live is always bounded by the willingness to commit violence. And we are not allowed to even talk about being over there. And I think the enemy knows that and uses it as a weapon. Because you get the little whoever it is prancing in. Oh, we will. La, 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 la. And you're like, I'm going to knock you into the next universe. But oh, no. They're totally, they have nothing to fear.
Yeah.
And that is a real problem that we do not want to talk about. People get in trouble for even mentioning. You know, I'm sorry, but one of the most hated guys in the world, Andrew Tate. It kind of puts it out there like that at times.
Well, that's what Pastor John was saying yesterday, is the thing that we've lost is the ability to confront. That works every time. And that confrontation must be followed up with a willingness. It's your favorite thing, consequences. Mm-hmm. If a bill doesn't have any teeth, it doesn't mean anything.
Yeah, no one will obey
it. You're exactly right. I mean, there was a day when the guys in the church would go, hey, that guy's been cheating on his wife. Meet me out back. We're going to get him. And I'm sorry, but that's just the way that it was. And you're exactly right here. Confrontation with with a willingness to do something about it is the only thing that's ever worked.
About even the state of Alabama, okay? Alabama wants to do something and they say, okay, look, this is what our godly Christendom, Western civilization morals say. We will not allow this. Civil society says, well, you're going to have to take it to court. You go to the federal judge, whether it's Myron Thompson, wherever, right there, and he's like, oh, I'm fully for debauchery. I'm fully for paganism. There's absolutely nothing you can do. In the old days, the state, and that's why I'm saying the state, would have said, you can go fly
a kite.
And that would be it.
Yep. That's right.
But now we're told, oh, no. Judgy Judge said he's for paganism and you will allow it. That's where we're, see, there's no, when do we the people get to veto our quote unquote leaders? Where's our veto? It's almost like we don't govern ourselves.